Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, good install.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The room.
It's the Jay Rowe Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We...
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, good install.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The room.
It's the Jay Rowe Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
It's time to stay warm with the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a light show for everyone. Is your resident, Mouth of the South, Moms of Little Donna's with my co-host, Dr. Chris Odelia, and guest host, Rich Sister. 2013 is coming to a close in less than a month. Tonight, we want to know, in looking back at this past year, what accomplishments did or did you not make? What do you hope to accomplish for 2014? We have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational corner as well. So, let's do this.
My name is Sally, nice to meet you, can I tell you, baby? Look around, there's a whole lot of pretty ladies. But not like you, you shine so bright. Yeah. I was wondering if you could make a better minute. On the floor, up close, getting lost in it. I won't.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. And if you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna, and maybe later on my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia, will show up. But for now, I'm holding down the fort. I hope all my listeners that are up north or getting the cold weather, I hope you're inside right now and you're doing your best to try to stay warm. Send my prayers out to you guys because I know y'all guys are cold. And, yes, I'm going to brag a little bit. Here in Florida, we're still getting our 80-degree weather. So it doesn't even feel like fall or winter time right now. And we're just enjoying it. And for all of those that, you know, my friends, and they fuss about, oh, it's too warm. I say, all you got to do is go up north. And I guarantee you, you'll stop complaining as soon as that full air hits your behind. Then they shut up. But anyways, again, welcome to the Ladies First Radio Show. So, 2013 is about to come to a close. We're looking at 2014. So I thought tonight we'd just take a little time and just do a little reminisce about, you know, the accomplishments we might have made or didn't make in 2013, and what are we looking forward to for 2014. Very briefly, though, before we get into the topic, I do want to say my prayers go out to, there was another shooting today at a school and close to Denver, Colorado. Our prayers go out to all the students, the two students that were shot, and their families, as well as, you know, the shooter himself. Prayers go out to them. I don't know what is going on where it's just becoming commonplace now where there's a shooting in school. I mean, seriously, what is going on? School is supposed to be a place where we send our kids. It's supposed to be a safe haven place where we send our kids to get an education. Not where it's a battlefield. So, again, my prayers do go out to, you know, all the victims and their families. All right, so looking back at 2013, prayers also go out to Nelson Mandela, his family. We lost a great icon. And I said this, and I was talking to someone, and I told them, I said, you know, with everything that man went through, he stayed positive through the end, even when his mind was gone because he was suffering from dementia. He was still positive to go through everything that he went through, the torment, the torture, you know, being in prison all those years. He was still able to live to being over 90-something years old. So, I mean, that's a powerful man right there. That's something we can look back on as far as 2013. We lost a great icon, and the whole world took notice and on his passing. Wow. And to tell you the truth, when I was thinking about doing this topic for tonight, I was sitting here going, you know, this year came and it went so fast, I can't even tell you myself what I did or did not do. I know I had some goals set out for myself, and I did reach all those goals. But as far as anything else, I'm like, wow, what really went on in 2013? As far as me personally, one of the goals I set out for myself was just to regroup, to get to know who I was all over again, as far as, you know, being a mother, being a provider, being a single parent. All of that, had to pull all that together, and with God's blessing, I was able to. My girls and I, we're in a good place right now. That was one goal I had set for myself, was to find a good, safe environment to raise my girls in. And I did that. So I will say I did accomplish that part. As far as whatever other goals, you know, that was my main goal that I set for myself. And another goal I did set was to stop stressing about things that really didn't matter. Because, you know, Dr. Prince Odilia and I, we preach this every single week that stress will kill you. But sometimes you just can't help but worry about stuff, just little stuff. And so I had to learn to just let go. Just let it go. If whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. Just let it go. Don't let it bother me. And I would have to say, you know what? I'm a happier person. When I got to that point where I just stopped stressing about stuff that really didn't matter, it was like a weight just lifted off my shoulders and I was just carefree. And I just adapted the attitude. I'm like, eh, whatever. And I will say I do have a little controlling issue, OCD kind of thing. Like, it's like, I got to do it now. Got to do it now. Got to do it now. I stopped being that way too. I'm just, okay, if I don't get to it today, I'll get to it whenever. Just let it go. And I started asking myself, okay, is it going to matter if I do it now? Or if I wait to do it 5 minutes later, is it going to make a big difference? And usually the answer was no. So I would just let it go. Whether it be, you know, steam, the house needs to be cleaned up, because I'm really picky about my house. I was brought up in that household where my mom would always say, you make sure your house is always straight because you never know when you're going to have visitors and you don't want to be embarrassed. And having that drill into your head from little kid on up, you get to the point where you're just constantly cleaning. And I was like, you know what? Let it go. And this is going to be funny, but I would actually be like, okay, you know what? My girls are old enough. They can start doing some stuff around the house. And I would just tell them, hey, get in there, wash the dishes, do this, do that. Because I found out that I was doing absolutely everything. I was like, wait a minute, why am I doing everything? I got the two of them. I'm nobody's slave. They're old enough to carry their own weight now. So, sat them down. And we came up with a plan where if they helped around the house, I'd give them a little change here and there. Let them earn their weight around. And things just started running so much smoother. I wasn't worrying. So, yes, that was a goal I did for myself, and I feel like I accomplished that. But, again, you know, as far as everything else, I'm like, I really don't know. Where did 2013 go? Where did it really go? Another goal I did set was I do work out, or I try to work out, at least 3 to 4 times a week. I started slacking off. And as soon as I started slacking off, I started putting on some pounds. I was like, no. Uh-uh. Nope. Not having that, because I know what runs in my family. I've got diabetes on both sides of the family. I was like, no, I'm not having that. So I did set the goal to get back on a regular workout schedule. And it's been working. And I think it's so fun now because I have my youngest one. She sees me working out and she gets in on with me. Yeah, mommy, all right, we're gonna work out. And it's fun. You know, it's just the three of us. And it's our family. It's our mini little family, and we have fun. To spend more time with them, to play games with them, to be in their lives. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm working out so that I can be here longer, to be here for them. It has nothing to do with me trying to, you know, be skinny or anything. It's more about staying healthy. So that goal is a goal that I'm still working towards, and I'm going to keep it for me, rolling into 2014. I'm not giving up. I'm 37 years old. Next month, I'll be looking at 38. Yeah. You better believe this mama's going to try her best to stay fit. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and let me know, you know, what goals or accomplishments did you set for yourself that you did meet or you did not meet?
And what is it that you're looking forward to for 2014? 2014 coming in for me. Let me think here. What is something that I want to set out for myself? I have gotten so comfortable with raising my girls in a healthy, positive environment that I have some friends that are like, okay, so when do you think you're going to get back on the dating scene? You want, okay, so I know I have some listening right now, and I've told you guys, so I'm going to just put it back out on the air. Right now, I really don't need a man. I really don't. I'm doing good. It's the girls and me. Honestly, I'm holding down the fort, paying my bills, doing what I got to do to keep them happy. So right now, that's not something that I want. I don't need anybody in my life right now. I want to focus on my girls and myself. And once I feel like we are really, really stable and we've got ourselves accomplished where I want us to be, then maybe, and that's a big maybe, I'll get back out there. But right now, no. And my friends, they laugh at me. They're like, what's wrong with you? You're not old yet. You act like you're an old woman. I'm like, that has nothing to do with it. That really doesn't have anything to do with it. I just don't want anyone right now. I'm happy. And they're like, well, don't you get lonely going to bed by yourself? I'm like, seriously? Nah. That's the last thing on my mind is thinking about is being lonely. When I go to bed at night, the last thing that's on my mind is, okay, is the door locked? Do I have my knife underneath my pillow? Do I have my baseball bat somewhere where I can reach it? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about, oh, I wish I could have somebody snuggle up with me, next to me. Mm-mm. Nope, not even on my mind. 2 weeks ago, my girls and I, we were able to finally take a breather, get a break out of Florida, and we went to go visit my sister, who I hadn't seen in a year, in North Carolina. And it was just so carefree to be able to just pack up the car, not having anybody question me what I was doing, where I was going, why I was staying as long as I was. And the girls and I, we had a really nice road trip. Really nice long road trip. It took me about 9 hours to get there, and I drove all by myself, and we had fun. We were in the car, we were singing, they were talking to me. I showed them, we went through South Carolina and we saw the cotton fields, and I told them stories about the cotton fields, and they were asking me questions. It was like a really good field trip. And we got to the point where when we got to my sister's house, and, you know, they got to see their cousins who they hadn't seen in a year, they just had a blast, and it was just fun, just relaxing, you know, didn't have to worry about anything. I was like, wow, you know, this is the way God intended us to live. He did not intend us to have to worry about bills and how we're going to pay the light bill before it gets shut off, or, you know, who's trying to hurt us or anything like that. He wants us to enjoy life to its fullest. And my girls and I, we got a taste of that, being able to just relax and just have fun with the family. It was a very nice, good Thanksgiving with them. I cooked the turkey and the ham. My sister did the fixings, and it was cold. I was ready to come back on the second day because of the cold weather. But other than that, everything was good. And so for all of you listening right now, looking at 2014, the reason I said all of that is because I want you to know, make a point for yourself to get to some point in your life where you can slow down, because we've all become so busy and so concerned with getting things done that we don't really stop to enjoy the simple things in life. Just being able to just breathe and relax and just let it go for a little while, even if it's just 30 minutes a day, just put everything aside and just breathe. With all the social media that we have going on, with all the bad news that we keep hearing on the news and everywhere else, We get so wrapped up in our own little tight circle within ourselves that we just don't stop and just relax, just breathe. Because when you do that, when you get to the point where you just like, okay, I'm just going to put everything aside for a little while. I'm not going to think about anything. I'm going to try my best not to worry about anything. It's like this burden is lifted off your shoulders. It really is. It's like a breath of fresh air. And you get to just look around and go, wow, look at all the things I'm missing because I'm so busy with work or running around and making sure, you know, that everything's getting done. Sometimes we just need that break. So, again, looking at going into 2014, maybe that's something that you can set for yourself. Even if it's just 30 minutes a day of just getting away from everything and just breathing. Now, Dr. Crystal J, she's really big on meditation. I'm not so much into the meditation part, but I am into where I would just take 15 minutes a day and just do nothing. Literally, I will do nothing. I will lay on the couch, close my eyes, and do nothing. My girls probably think I'm crazy. They think I'm sleeping, but no. I'm just laying there doing absolutely nothing. Just the phone is turned down. The TV is turned off. They're in their little corner playing with their toys, wherever it might be. And I'm just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. That's my quiet time. I need my quiet time now. Yes, I do. And I think we all need that. We need that time where we can just get away. Even if you have to go run in the bathroom and lock the doors for a quiet time, do it. Do it. I mean, I have some friends, she has like 6 or 7 kids, and she's like, I never had time for myself. Never had time for myself. I'm like, you know what? Thinking to myself, I don't care if I have to go in the bathroom to get my 5 minutes of peace and quiet. That's what I'm going to do. And we all need to do that. Just step away from the everyday things and just get your peace and quiet. Regroup. Reboot. Sometimes that's what we need. If that means that you have to get out and just walk, and I'm not talking about walking for exercise, I'm just talking about just taking a nice leisure walk around the neighborhood or wherever you might be, then do that. It's even a good idea to get in your car and just drive. Do a Sunday drive, a Saturday drive, a weekend drive, just to drive and just look at the scenery. And I know some of you probably saying, you know what, I do not have the money to be spending on gas with the way the gas prices are. But then again, you have the options to walk. If you don't want to walk, get a bike. Go biking. Whatever it is you have to do to find that relaxing time, do it. So again, for 2014, maybe that's a goal you can set for yourself. Get you some me time. It's very important. It's very important for us to de-stress with the things that's going on in the world right now. It seems like it's not getting better. It's just getting worse, especially for our kids. I told someone today, it's like, you know, I homeschool both my girls. I don't know if I would ever feel comfortable enough in putting them in either private or public school. With all this that's going on, I'm like, I don't think I would ever feel that comfortable. And, of course, I have some friends go, well, you know what, you're just joking. No. They need to have that experience. I'm like, no. No child should have the experience of being shot. Because if that's the experience that you talk about they need, they will never learn that experience. Yes, my girls do get that life experience, but that's not the life experience that I want them to have. Schools are not like they used to be. So if that means for me to keep them safe is not to put them in school, so be it. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. You know, and also looking at 2014 rolling in, I was thinking about, you know, the Ladies First Show. What are some new exciting changes that we could do for the Ladies First Show? So I'm going to put it out there for all those listening right now. If you would like to be a host for Ladies First Radio Show, you can always get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm even on Instagram. All you got to do is just type in Ladies First Radio. You can look under J. Rao. And we have a caller. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on with Ladies First Radio.
Hi, my name is Bridget. And I'd like to make a suggestion for something new for 2014. I say you should get rid of Dr. Princess Audelia. I think that would be a good. I think that would be good for 2014. What do you think?
And why would you say I need to get rid of Dr. Princess Audelia?
Because I think she's a fraud and she's never here. It's always you. She's always late. I think you should get rid of her for 2014.
Well, I'm quite sure my co-host would have something to say on that part. You know,
why don't you ask her? Oh, oops, she's not here. You can't ask her, can you?
Okay, J-Rao.
Thank you for taking my phone call. I love your show. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm sorry. For those listening, that is our crazy executive producer, Mr. J-Rao himself. He always has jokes. We love him to death. Without him, this show would not be what it is, okay? Because I have no idea, don't even have a clue what it takes to push buttons. Whatever it is that he does on his end, I don't even know. I have no idea. All I know is all I have to do is get the information together and I send it to him. He gets everything else done for me. So, kudos to him. As long as I get my information in, he's got the rest. He is the captain of the ship. So, but again, like I was saying for Ladies First Radio, if you think that you would like to be a host for our show, you know, look me up. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media. All you got to do is type in Mom to Little Donna, Ladies First Radio, look up J. Rao. You can find me, get in touch with me, we'll talk, and we'll see what we can do. I'm always looking for new, exciting people to bring on the show. And for 2014, I wanted it to be on and popping, okay? I've already have a list of people that I'm going to be interviewing for our different topics that I already have lined up for our show. So if you have, you know, even if you have a cause that you would like to talk about, whether it be breast cancer, whatever it might be, you know, feeding the homeless, whatever it is, and you want to get your cause out there, look me up. Get in touch with me. Let's talk. Let's talk. Because Ladies First Radio, we're all about being positive. And rolling into 2014, we're still going to take the positivity all the way in until the end, whatever that might be. I'm here always. And on that note, we are going to go into our first break of the evening. But don't go anywhere because we do have our fitness and health tip. So sit tight. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Mom to Little Donna's with your fitness and health tip for the week. So, with the holidays gearing up, you know you'll probably put on a pound or two. That's not so bad, right? Well, for us women, that pound or two ends up right around our waist, increasing our risk of heart disease, hypertension, and cancer. Women whose waists are bigger than 35 inches are twice as likely to die of heart disease the women with smaller waists. You see, when we have too much belly fat, it makes the rest of our body work too hard. What can we do? Let's start in the kitchen. Eat foods with more protein and other vitamins and lay off the sugary snacks. Flush out your system with, guess what? Water. I'm always saying it and I'm always preaching it. Flush out your system with drinking more water.
less fast food and more cooked, healthy meals. Believe it or not, these few simple things make a big difference in the amount of belly fat you'll have. So, let's get you to a healthier you, one step at a time. This fitness tip can be found at www.fitnessmagazine.com.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rowell Show and the serious side of The Jay Rowell Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. All right, tonight we're heading to Memphis, Tennessee. We're looking for a missing juvenile endangered. Tariq White was last seen leaving the 800 block of Haines on foot. He is possibly depressed and has a mental condition that requires meds. He's a male, he's black, he's 16 years old. His date of birth is June 15, 1997. He's 5'9", 150 pounds. Low black hair, brown eyes, glasses, mustache, gray and blue Nautica jacket, black and red shirt, gray and black tennis shoes. If you've seen this young man, please contact the Memphis Police Dispatch at 901-545-2677. Once again, that number is 901-545-2677. We pray for the family of this young man, and we pray for his safe return. If you know someone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me?, don't hesitate. Get in contact with us. If you're listening to this live, you can call the show right now at 347-850-1272. And we'll take the information over the phone. Or if you're listening to this show via Rewind, all you have to do is send us an email, thejrileshow@live.com. That's the J-R-I-L show at live.com. Or go to our Facebook page, TGRS Radio Network. Leave a message there. Or you can contact me, Jay, direct at jryle. That's J-A-Y-R-I-L. Pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back to the second half of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. Now, if you're just joining in, it's me tonight, Moms and Little Donnas. I'm holding the fort all down by myself. And you know what? It's all good. It really is. Because it goes to show that even when we have one host or two hosts, the show must go on. So here I am. And in saying all that, if you are just now joining us, what we're doing a recap of 2013, you know, the things that you might have you set for yourself as far as goals that you might have accomplished or did not accomplish, and the things that you would like to see yourself do for 2014. Now, it seems like every single year, when a new year comes in, people set these so-called resolutions. I don't set resolutions. I really don't. I don't believe in them because, I mean, seriously, why do people set resolutions just to break them? That is the craziest thing I have ever heard of. I do not understand that. I'm like, okay, so you're going to set
the so-called resolution just to break it 2 or 3 months down the road? Come on, let's be a little bit more realistic about this whole resolution thing and just throw that out the window. Instead of looking at setting resolutions, for me personally, I look at, okay, what would I like to see myself accomplish for the year? That way, I'm not setting myself up for failure, because I know if I'm going to set a goal, I'm going to do it. Whether it takes 1 month, whether it takes 2 months, or whether it takes the whole year, at the end, I know that if I set a goal, I'm going to get it done. And that's what I've always done from year to year. I've always set goals for myself. I don't do resolutions. And so, you know, during the break, I got this funny text message from an acquaintance of mine. And she's listening to the show by her phone. And she goes, she sent me a text message. She said, this is what I like for 2014. I want a job. She's been out of work for a while. I think this is at least 2.5 years she's been out of work. And it's not that she can't find work. It's more that the jobs that are available for her, that are out there, is not something that she wants to do. So, for my friend that is listening right now, I just want to say this and take it with a grain of salt. And I know you have thick skin, and you know that I'm speaking this from an area of love. If you've been out of work that long and you're telling me that you need a job and there are jobs available, the best thing I can say to you is it might not be the job that you want right now, but at least it's a job. Don't feel like the job is beneath you because you're telling me that you need a job and there's work available. Again, it might not be the work that you want right now, but at least you'll be working. If that means that you have to flip some burgers, if that means you might have to clean some hotel rooms or whatever it might be, then do it. If that means that you have to deliver some newspapers, then do it. But don't come crying to me that you need this and you need that when there are resources available to you for you to actually do it. Because sometimes we do have to do things in order to get to the next step, to get to the next level, to get to where we want to be. Sometimes we got to take one step back to get to those 3 steps forward. Okay? So that's the only advice that I can give you right now. So looking at 2014, instead of saying, well, I need this or I need that, go out there and do it. Stop complaining about what you want, what you don't have, what you wish you had, and just get out there, get off your lazy behind, and go and do it. If that means you want to go back to school to get that college degree that you wish you could have done when you were 20 years old or fresh out of high school, then go back to school. Go get that degree. There's nothing saying that you can't. There's financial aid available still for those, even those on low-income families or low-income households can't get financial aid to go back to school. There's always grants out there available to anybody that wants to go back to school. And yes, I can say that with positivity because I was one of those people. I wanted to go back, finish getting my degree, and I knew I did not have the funds at the time to do it. I researched all the different grants. I got my grant. I went back to school. I got my bachelor's degree, got my master's degree, got my certification as a teacher. So it is possible. You just have to have the mindset that you, if whatever it is that you want, that you can do it, and then you go and do it. You make it happen. Sit down. Write out a plan. Plan it out. Do what you need to do. But whatever it is that you want to do, go and do it. Don't sit around going, well, I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. And then don't just think it's going to fall in your lap. It's not going to happen that way. It's going to take hard work. Might take some a little bit of blood, and yes, it's going to take a whole lot of sweat, whatever you decide that you want to do, you got to go and do it. No one's going to just come and hand it to you. I mean, it's not that easy. If it was that easy, everybody would be able to do it. And my next step, and J. Rowell probably think I'm really crazy, but as far as Ladies First Radio Show goes, I see it. I really see it one day, and I don't know when this might be. I really don't. I just see it. I vision it, so I know it's going to happen eventually, where we're actually going to be on TV and just blow up big. And if that means it's just me doing it with him guiding the ship, then so be it. I see it. I've seen it since the very first day I started being a host for Ladies First Radio, and I still see it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it will happen. That when and I hopefully that when it does happen, I'll be ready for it. Because, you know, when I'm telling my friends I do a radio show for Blog Talk Radio, they're like, okay, so why don't you do this with it? Why don't you do that with it? And I find myself hesitating. I'm like, wait a minute, why am I hesitating? There shouldn't be no hesitation there because it's what I want. So if I want Ladies First Radio Show to be bigger, then you know what? I'm going to have to work harder at it to make it bigger, to get our name out there. And that's what I plan on doing. So again, for 2014, whatever you decide that you want, go for it. And yes, you're going to have people tell you, oh, well, you can't do that. What makes you think you can do this and you do that? Yeah, you're going to have those negative people talking in your ear. You're going to have to tune them out. For every no that you get, there's a yes right around the corner. You might hear 1,000 no's before you hear that yes. It doesn't mean you give up. It doesn't mean you get discouraged. That means you just have to fight a little bit harder. And that's something that I try to instill in my girls every single day and teaching them about the way the world works a little bit. You're going to have those that's going to tell you, well, you can't do this or you can't be that. You just have to learn to just get some thick skin, not let it bother you, and keep pushing forward. For everybody that tells you no, that means there's a yes right around the corner. You never give up. Because when you're about to give up, that's when you're that close to reaching your goal. That close when you're about to go across the finish line. When you are about to give up, and I am testimony to this every single time, when I'm at my breaking point where I just feel like I can't go on, I am that close to reaching my goal, pushing past the finish line every single time. And it's amazing. I'm like, wow. And I look back and go to myself, you know what? I was about to give up. I really was. And that's just the devil talking in your head. That's just him playing on your thoughts. That's just him making your travel or your journey just a little bit harder. Push through. Push through. It's going to be painful, but you can push through it. You really can. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and talk to me. Started to sit down and work on a business plan for myself. With my certification, the reason why I went back and got my master's degree and got certified as a teacher, it was not to work in the public school system, but it was really to have my own center to help, you know, families that might want to homeschool their own kids but don't know how to go about doing it. And so I want to open up a center to help those families and actually, you know, teach them how to tutor their kids, how to teach them. And I've gotten a lot of negative feedback saying, oh, well, no, I don't think that's going to work. But that just makes me want to push harder towards it. So for 2014, and I know it's going to take some time, because with any business that you start, it does take time. And I'll probably be in the red more than I will be in the black for the first couple of years, but it doesn't matter. That's something that I'm setting for myself looking forward. I do want to open up my own center because I love teaching. I've always wanted to be a teacher even when I was a little girl, and, you know, having my own girls now and being able to teach them, I really love it. I really enjoy it. Even on the days where they're giving me a hard time because they don't want to learn, I still enjoy it. because I'm like, okay, so you're having one of your I don't want to learn moments. We'll take a 5-minute break and we'll regroup. And it works because in my opinion, I've been in the classrooms and I see how different classrooms are set up. I'm not one for all the regulations as far as believing that every kid can learn on the same exact level. Every child learns differently. And I see that with my two, and I see that with other kids that I tutor. So my goal with my center is to be able to bring in kids that might find it difficult learning material in a public or a private school setting, to teach them in their style of learning, to help them move forward, because every child has the ability to learn. But we have so many teachers that are so stressed out because they have too many kids in the classroom. A lot of those kids, they get pushed to the back. If they can't keep up with the rest of the class, they get left behind, or they just pretty much get pushed through the system. But they're really not learning anything. So that is something that I have on the table. I've got a business plan already set up for myself or for the business. And, you know, I've got my different lawyers and other people looking at it to see what I need to do to get this up and going. And so far, you know, it seems to be going. I'm not going to say it's easy, because there have been a few bumps and bruises there, here and there, you know, where I had to go back and revamp something or rewrite something or look at something else. But it's going to come up. It's going to get off the ground, and it's going to be popping. And before you know it, I'm going to have my own business, because that's another goal that I set for myself. I don't want to work for anybody else. I'm tired of working for someone else, making money for somebody else, and not seeing any benefits from my end. So I'm like, you know what? It's time for me to step out on my own. If I want to do this, there's no better time to do it than now. It really isn't. And again, I know it's going to be rough. I know it's going to be hard. And I got to put on my big girl panties and just get it done. And I plan on getting it done. So that's something that I'm looking forward to accomplishing in 2014. I have not come up with a good name for my center yet, but I will. And when I do, I'll let everyone know, and my grand opening, I'll let everyone know as well too. So that's something I'm really looking forward to for 2014, is getting that center up and running. And my oldest one, I told her I was going to let everyone know on the radio tonight. She is only 9 years old, and I think it was the beginning of November. She came to me. We were actually sitting down and we were watching the show. I think it was called Extreme Couponers, where we were watching these women. You know, they spent all this time and energy and effort cutting out all these coupons. And then they would go to the store and they would get like thousands and thousands of dollars worth of groceries, and end up spending maybe like $12 or 1 cent. It's some ridiculous amount. And as they're showing, the cameras are showing the pictures of the houses, you know, and these women, they're so proud about how much money they're saving, and they're showing all of this food that they have stashed away, food that they would never go through in their lifetime. I mean, it's just tons of food, and it's almost like they're hoarding this stuff. My oldest one, she looks at me and goes, you know what, Mommy? I want us to be able to do that, but I don't want us to keep the food. I want us to be able to take that food and give it out to the kids that don't have anything to eat when they go to school. She's 9 years old, okay? And I was like, okay, well, that sounds like a good idea. I didn't really think she was serious. I mean, because come on. Most kids, you know, when they come up with something, usually just goofing around or playing around. Well, one of my friends, he goes, well, if that's what you want to do, then do it. He didn't take it seriously either. And so next couple of days, she kept asking about, Mommy, you got the coupons yet? Mommy, you found any coupons yet? And I was like, no. So I got on it. I was like, okay, she's going to bug me to death until I get this thing up, until I find her some coupons. So I went online. I printed out some coupons. I had her cut them out. So be it. 2 weeks ago, she comes back to me again, and she goes, Mommy, I've got the plan. This is how we're going to do it. And the girl went step by step about how she wants to actually do this. She's dead serious about this. So I want to help her reach her goal. She is dead serious. She wants to try to do this couponing thing where we're not really spending too much money, and we're going to get, you know, go out, buy the groceries, and we're going to take it into where she wants to go, whether it be the schools. Here in Florida, we have a road, a main stretch of a road called 192, where there's nothing but hotels. And those hotels are full of homeless families. Oh, wow, it's break time already. Let me finish up and see if I can't hurry up and get this done. That's what she wants to do. So we started doing that, and she's actually started, she got her little pantry set up. And see, even if a 9-year-old could set up a goal for herself, that should be inspiration for us as adults to do the same. But on that note, we do have to take our last break of the evening, but we will be right back. So sit tight.
If you missed the J. Ryle Show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
I was.
Oh, Cheryl, baby. Oh, Cheryl, girl, you know. This makes me feel something, baby. Yes, baby.
Oh, Lord. God.
Oh, Lord.
Baby. Oh, Cheryl, baby. I got a spoken word for Cheryl. Cheryl, can I be your ex? That's the name of it, girl. Cheryl, baby, can I be your ex? Which means I could be your next lover, baby. I want you to trust me, baby. Come on, baby. Will you be my girlfriend? Say yes. And then break up with me real quick so I say no. And then, baby, so we mean you can do the wild thing, baby. Yeah. Girl, I love you, baby. You my girl. But I got to break up with you because you know you rock my world, baby. I want to touch you. I want to feel you, baby. Come and get me. Come and caress me. I am yours, girl. Yeah.
Why you playing, Jay?
Oh, yes, Cheryl. Take that with you, Cheryl, and be blessed, my love. Be blessed. Be blessed.
See what you've been missing? The J. Ryle Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
Rain made up.
Well, we are down to the last 5 minutes of our show. Again, I want to say thank you for all those that tune in to our show tonight. Hopefully, Dr. Crystal did. She is okay. She probably thought we weren't having a live show because of our mix-up for last week. But Dr. Crystal did. If you decide to listen to the rewind, we did have our show tonight, and I did hold down the fort. Hopefully, everything's going good with you and your live broadcast and everything that you're doing. I would just like to say very quickly, I want to just take a few minutes to, again, send my prayers out to, you know, the school that had their shooting today, and, you know, also the one a few weeks back. We actually had one here in Orlando, Florida. It was about, I want to say, a week ago. The kids were getting out of school, and a young man just walked up to another student and shot him right point blank in the face, part of a gang initiation. So prayers go out to all the schools, all the families, all the victims of these young children. Again, like I said at the beginning of our show, school is supposed to be a safe haven. It's not supposed to be a battlefield. Also, prayers go out to Nelson Mandela and his family. Again, we lost a great icon. His memories will live on. He is a legend. Also want to send out my prayers to the young man, the young actor that lost his life 2 or 3 weeks ago, Paul Walker. Just an outstanding citizen. I had a chance to actually meet him on one set of his movies, and it's just amazing how quickly life can end. So make sure that you tell those that you love, tell them how much you love them. As far as yourself, take time for yourself, because again, life can just end in an instant. Life is so short. For 2014, make some goals for yourself. Set some goals for yourself that's going to be worthwhile, that's going to be beneficial to not just you, but also for your family, for your loved ones. Hug them a little closer. Bring them a little tighter. Stop being so busy with life and enjoy the moment, because life goes by so quickly, so fast. We will have our show next week, and I wanted to tell everyone, please have a safe and wonderful weekend. Please do not forget to tune in tomorrow to the J. Rao Show, to my wonderful executive producer, J. Rao. He always doing the thing. You need to tune in. If you never listen to his show, you need to tune in and listen to it, okay? Especially if you've had a hard week at work. If you need just a laugh, just a way to just relax, tune in to his show. And on that note, I do want to say for everyone, have a wonderful rest of the night. Good night, everyone. I'll see you next week. Bye.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.